Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It was Joe Burrow earlier in the week. Cheer up, Joe. Man, he is
sad.
Well,
he's in his sads.
You think he is?
A little sad. He's been listening a lot to The Cure, maybe.
You think he's really sad and really contemplating his future in football? Or do you think this is, and Burrow's done this before. I mean, Burrow's made veiled threats and attempted to utilize his leverage as the franchise quarterback of the Bengals.
Yeah.
Dinger's like a greater angle to what he's trying to do there.
I mean, maybe, or he's just, this is a guy that every other year, seemingly he's hurt and the team is worse. I mean, just a few years ago, they were in the Super Bowl and you're thinking, all right, they're going to be competing with the Chiefs and the Bills and maybe the Ravens and somebody else that might emerge for a decade. They're right. Going to be right there. They even got Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins back.
And even if he's not in a vacuum better than Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen, you take those guys in the big game. He's the one guy who beat Mahomes.
Beat Josh Allen. So, like, that's pretty good, and it seems like it's going the wrong way. Like, their defense is always bad. They can't run the ball. They've always had bad offensive lines. It's just Burrow, Chase, and Higgins. That's kind of the team. And he's just feeling the effects because, I don't know, I mean, you don't see it as much in the NFL, like guys – like in the NBA, for example, like star players like that trying to get out of town, especially quarterbacks, you don't really see that as much. Because then you also start to think of Andrew Luck, Barry Sanders, Calvin Johnson, Patrick Willis, for all different reasons. He's like high-end players that didn't force their way out and just left. They're like, all right. On loser franchises, with the exception of Willis, I guess, but like
no.
Sanders and
two
Calvin
of the Lions,
like loser franchises, and being like, that's it. And Andrew Luck was also a thing where like he had some high end performances, and then also had some injuries, and then also just was like, I think I'm done with this. And so I wouldn't bet that's the case with Burrow. This might just be you catching him at an odd time. You know, there's the Ja'Marr Chase kind of fall. He was asked about it too. So, and he's like, I don't see it. Yeah, I don't see it. I mean, whatever. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. He's just trying to protect him a little bit. I think it might have been one of those things that he says in the middle of a frustrating season. Also, the last time we saw Joe Burrow play, he literally threw the game away. So, like, that's sort of, it's not like they just beat the Bills and he's saying this. They just lost. He threw a horrible pick six.
Changes the narrative off his terrible picks a little bit.
Maybe a little bit. But there's always that threat. Like, he wouldn't be the first guy to go out with what we all think with years still to, like, to go. So yeah, something to keep an eye on. I mean, we asked this question back when they played the Bengals, even though Burrow didn't play in the game, but we were like, May or Burrow, who would you rather have?
It was close. We both said May.
And I don't know, now it's only getting kind of further away. That's not just like a homer take. I think from the outside you gotta
start
thinking that way.
If you have the quarterback, and I think there might be an agenda to it, like I said, this might be his way of forcing their cheap ass owner who sells used TVs off the back of trucks from their stadium.
Yeah.
And makes the
4K?
Makes the players jog across highways to get to practice. Like, this might just be his way of sending a message to the cheap-ass owner that, hey, you don't have me forever. And, like, if I want to walk away, what are you going to do? So start building the team the way I want to build the team and get me an O-line or get players on defense or whatever. And I think they've done some of the things that he's asked for. He wanted T. Higgins. They kept him. He wanted Trey Hendrickson. That has not worked out this year. He's been hurt the whole year. What'd they give him again? Was it like a glorified one-year deal? They give him an actual extension. I don't even remember.
Good question.
The franchise tag? I don't even remember. But they gave him some money, whatever it was. And they kind of have done what he's wanted when he stamped his feet and kicked and screamed and thrown a little pity party. And I think that's what's going on. But now you're asking me, who would I take, May or Burrow? I was already taking May.
Yeah.
Now you have a 29-year-old quarterback being like, yeah, if it's not fun for me, I don't even want to do it. Yeah. It's May in a landslide now.
What's really wild about this season is, who would have ever thought, even like the glass overflowing approach to how good this team, this Patriots team specifically, could be this year, would you have said on December 12th, yeah, the Patriots might be better than the Bills right now, and Drake May might be better than Joe Burrow right now?
No.
No, like neither one of those things seemed realistic at all. Because Drake May could be the fifth best quarterback in the NFL and still below Joe Burrow.
Yep.
And you would take that in a second. We would have taken top 10 in a second.
Yeah, he would have basically swapped out where, like, Jaden Daniels was at the end of last year or whatever. I'm trying to think of where some other quarterbacks were. But
Hurts, I know Hurts is polarizing. We won a Super Bowl. Like that.
Hurts, who won a Super Bowl. Jaden Daniels, who came out of nowhere. Yeah. Like, he would have been right there with those guys. And we would have signed off on that in a heartbeat in the offseason.
It felt like the four horsemen of the AFC, if you will. It seemed like they weren't going to break ranks. There's going to be those four. Even, like, Herbert's on the outside. Certainly Drake May, C.J. Stroud, they're all on the outside. It was those four guys. And now you're like, I don't know. Burrow kind of wants to quit. Mahomes' team sucks around him. Lamar got hurt again. Josh Allen's team's worse than it's been. That whole domino effect is really wild when you look at it. Because it's not like one of these teams or one of these quarterbacks took a step back. And, like, Josh Allen's still great. I'm just saying, like, his team has taken a step back.
Yeah.
Mahomes... yeah, I'd still take him in a game, but his team has taken two steps back. And meanwhile, you have Drake May, you got...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Bo Nix, if you want to throw him in there, maybe Stroud turning it around. I mean, a lot of it's his defense, but like those three young quarterbacks are now on teams that are somehow in better position than those other four guys.
Do you think any of Burrow's threat? Because I just think it's a threat to ownership.
Yeah. But what, does he want to be traded? Or does he want?
This is what I was just going to say. I think he wants them to build him an offensive line or add to the defense because their defense is horrible.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Like, I don't know what he's angling for, but I think it's something like that. But it could be what you just said. It could be like, guys, trade me. I want to be traded out of this dump. And
maybe. But, like,
do you think he could leave the AFC? I guess is my question. And then, I don't know, what does that mean for the Patriots big picture and Drake May in the AFC and that quarterback hierarchy?
He could. Like, it'd be like the biggest trade ever, though, wouldn't it? Like,
yeah,
if Burrow got traded, that's like next
they traded.
Level.
I mean, they traded Carson Palmer. I mean, they've traded away franchise QBs or a franchise QB.
No, that's true. I feel like Burrow's already better than Palmer, but maybe I'm shortchanging Palmer.
Palmer had his injury issues, which, look, Burrow has,
like,
as well.
When Stafford got traded, he was a little bit more, like, at or towards the end of his prime. I know he's having an awesome season, but I'm saying, like, age-wise, like, Burrow's, like, I don't think Burrow's going anywhere.
He just turned 29.
Yeah. But this could also be the Bengals playing kind of hardball with him, and then it just turns into a Lions or an Andrew Luck thing, where he's like, all right, I asked you guys to improve the offensive line. I'm getting hit all the time. I'm sad now, and I don't want to play anymore. Either way, like,
it's a sad day.
Yeah.
It's a bad day.
It was.
I mean, I thought the Bengals going into the year could be another one of those teams standing in the way of the Patriots, and they've kind of, like, eliminated themselves. So, like, great. That's all good news for the Pats. That's one less team in the AFC, at least for this season, to worry about.
It is for sure. You can jump in, 617-779-7937. Burrow and his future, what does it mean for the Pats? I think you can retire the Drake May or Joe Burrow question after that little pity party earlier in the week. Plus, your thoughts on this weekend's game. Who you got, Patriots or Bills? Chris is in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Yeah, I'm just noticing, though, like the last 5-6 weeks, they don't score touchdowns in the second half at all. They've been lucky to win a couple games. Which I think, I think that fourth quarter of the Bills last week, man, they put up some points. That's scary.
Yeah, a lot of it was short fields and scoring on defense, but yeah, they did.
Big second half. Now, some of this has been, like, against the Giants, they had such a commanding lead that they kind of just had these like longer drives, and I'm with you. I think the red zone, no matter what half it is like their biggest issue. Like they need to score more touchdowns, stop settling for field goals. That's regardless of what time of the game it is. I get his point. I don't know how many games honestly they were lucky to win. I mean, you had the Atlanta missed extra point, so that could have been overtime. That could have been something that could have finished differently.
Sure,
they certainly didn't seem ready to play against Cincinnati, but I think the letdown was pretty obvious when no Burrow, no Chase, and they still won the game. So, I don't know. I don't know how lucky they've been.
That was Flacco with the ball and a chance to win at the end of the game. I mean, the Falcons
Your guy Flacco. I know you were scared.
It's true. The Falcons definitely. Like, could they have won in overtime, meaning the Patriots? Yeah, but that game was ticketed to go to overtime if the guy could just kick an extra point.
That was the one where they definitely got, like, a little bit of luck.
You could go all the way back to Miami.
I was just going
to
say that one, too. Achane stepped out of bounds. Like, that's one that they were maybe a little fortunate to win.
Oh, for sure. But that's also the first 3 weeks
that also,
like a different team.
They hadn't looked like they look now. Yeah. I mean, that I agree with. I thought he was going back to the Buffalo game about scoring in the second half. They scored 17 in the second half of that game. And that included, like, a gotta-have-it drive at the end of the game from Drake May.
Yeah.
That included a couple of touchdowns for the Pats. Ramondre Stevenson scored a couple of touchdowns. So, yeah, against Buffalo, at least, they scored in the second half. No one did anything except turn it over in the first half of that game, going back to Week 5 on Sunday night. 617-779-7937. It's your phone number. It's also the text line here for Jones and Keefe, asking about our top five Bills coming up here at 1045.
It's a loaded field.
Jones and Keefe.
Yeah.
Does no one write down what was covered on previous shows?
No, Billy does.
No.
You need a secretary slash administrative assistant.
Yeah, have them do random baseball player while they're at it. I could use a little hand there.
Do we write things down? I mean, oddly enough, there's quite a bit in that show, Doc, but the important things, it seems like we forgot to write down.
I have my notebook. Not today, but I usually have my notebook with me.
Not usually.
Really? Usually has it.
Yeah, it's usually
I think
in
I think
there.
I'm going to do some diligent note-taking.
We did.
Yeah, no doubt.
We did, by the way, add the Ring of Fame. That is now officially of the Jones and
We have
Doc.
A Ring of Honor. I swear there's more
Ring
people
honor,
than
I'm
Al
sorry.
In Rhode Island in the Ring
well,
of Honor.
Right now, that's the Ring of Honor.
I thought Randy Moss was in.
I wanted to self-nominate.
No, you're not
put Randy Moss in.
I thought I did. I said, like, I'm a small hall guy, but I got Randy Moss in my Hall of Fame.
So
in my Ring of
your
Honor.
Hall of Fame is not the show Hall of Fame?
You guys are not going to put Randy Moss in?
Which that wasn't the question.
Or you have a vote against Randy Moss?
Which Randy Moss?
The horse racing
put
guy.
Put them both in. Two Randy Mosses. And Al. Okay,
Barry Bonds maybe deserves a shot.
I think
he's not
so.
Getting in the real Hall of Fame.
617-77. Oh, that's a good idea. We should put him
All
in.
Those
we
guys.
Should put the guys who go into the Baseball Hall of Fame in our Ring of Honor.
Sammy Sosa. Gary Sheffield.
Clemens.
Yep, Clemens.
Okay.
Rocket.
Okay, let's get to your phone calls and
these Bills.
The top five all-time Bills next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season. from Crimes of the Paranormal, Unsolved Murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.